Greetings everyone, this is Sharmi M. Devan here, your spiritual and emotional wellness coach on the Sampoorna Wellness podcast channel. And today I am going to be sharing a very personal story of why I chose to have an expertise with anxiety. Anxiety was never a favorite thing for me for many years because it made me anxious. And why? Let me start with a little story here. Many years ago, when I was in school in my fourth grade, and I vividly remember it was my midterm exam and I was writing my history paper. The little Sharmi, she was left-handed. I still am left-handed. I'm a lefty. And I asked for a supplement from my teacher. And my teacher knew who I was, knew that I was left-handed, and said that she would give me an extra sheet of paper only if I started to write with my right hand then and there. So I apologized to her and I said, "Ma'am, I do not know how to write with my right hand, but I will practice it when the Diwali break comes and I will also practice it in the summer holidays. But please may I have an extra supplement?" So she handed over the supplement to me and went about doing her supervision in the classroom. Once again, she returned, stood at my table, tapping her fingers and her feet, and asking me, demanding me to write with my right hand. By then, I was so nervous that I tried, but I failed. And once again, I apologized to her for writing with my left hand. She went back to her desk, picked up a wooden foot ruler, and came back to me, asked me to stand up and turn my hands around so that the back of my hands were exposed to her. And she picked up the scale and beat my hands to a point where my knuckles began to bleed. The little Sharmi broke down. The little Sharmi could not complete her history paper. She was devastated and she went crying to her teacher, showing her the wounds that this supervision teacher had inflicted on her and telling her how much it hurts. To my luck, my history teacher really loved me and cared for me. So she said that it's okay and she gave me some extra time to write my paper. After that, I went home, and by the time I walked into my house, my home, I was very nervous. My face had flushed. I vividly remember palpitating. I sat at the dining table and I burst into tears in front of my mother. My mom asked me what happened and I couldn't speak. I remember choking on my words. I remember not being able to eat lunch that day. And I remember a burning sensation in my chest that wouldn't go away. The incident that had happened with me made me develop exam anxiety. Now, back in the 90s, not many people knew that anxiety is a thing even. My mom didn't understand what it was, but she was aware enough, for better words, to then go to the school counselor and tell her about this incident that had happened with me. And at a very young age, I did see myself in a therapy room, not knowing what is going on with me, not knowing that I have this anxiety, not knowing anything. The counselor spoke with me once, but then that was about it, because we left the school. I had to leave the school because the school did not take any action against the teacher, favored the teacher, and said, you know, this is what it is, and we got to make do with it, which was not acceptable to my parents, and so they went ahead and changed my school. Now, I truly believe that we are always doing the best that we can with all the capacity and ability that we have in any given situation. So, moving forward into the new school, I was back to square one, feeling anxious right before an exam. So I developed a ritual, and my ritual would be to check who the supervisor is in the examination hall, to go and apologize to the supervisor for being left-handed, and if they were okay with it, or would I need to change my room? Would I need to be relocated because I didn't know how to write with my right hand? And sometimes it gave people a real confusion in their head as to why this child is even apologizing for being left-handed. Some other times, teachers laughed it off. But let me tell you, this went on all the way to my college and university, my international university as well, where every single time my ritual was to reach at least 1.5 to 2 hours early, check who the supervisor is, inform them that I write with my left hand and if they were okay with it, and also be sure to apologize for being left-handed. It was not until my college days that I realized even that this is actually just a situational anxiety. I am a mental health professional, and of course I studied about it and I learned about it, but I didn't know how to deal with it. And this anxiety that I had for examinations lasted up until the year 2015. In 2015, I had to appear for my Batch Foundation Registered Practitioner examination, which is Batch Level 3 of the Batch Center UK. And I had been taking the remedies for over a year by then, almost 2 years by then. And I knew that I have this exam anxiety and that it is not yet healed. So I remember having a word about this with my mentor. I shared the story with her. And when I sat in the examination hall, number one, I had breakfast with my mentor, which was fantastic. Number two, I had no bodily symptoms of anxiety. And number three, I did exceptionally well in my paper. Back in the days, I did not fare very well in my written papers as much as I did in my projects because of the exam anxiety that I had. But by 2015, which is not so long ago, I healed this extremely painful part of myself, my inner child, my hurt that I was carrying on for so many years, my entire student life, with the help of batch flower therapy. Now you might ask me, what combination did I take? I cannot specifically even remember what it was, but I do remember that there was mimulus in it. And mimulus is a remedy which is for known fears. I also remember that there was Star of Bethlehem and honeysuckle in it. And then a few other remedies that were relevant at that point in time. So Star of Bethlehem was for comfort and reassurance, and honeysuckle was put in my bottle for disconnecting my past traumatic incident from my present, and to be more present and to be with the Sharmeen that is in the here and the now. What also helped me to a great extent at one point was to do a family constellation with a professional on this very same anxiety. And I did that way before 2015. I think it was somewhere around 2013. But there were traces of it that I still felt, you know, very uncomfortable sharing this story, and definitely not sharing this story in public, knowing the image that I have with people in today's present day. And here I am on a very public podcast sharing this incident with you. I also want to share some lessons that I have learned along with the healings that I have had. People who are not your well-wishers in the moment, like my teacher, I believe she was not my well-wisher, at least not at that point in time, because somehow she really disliked me, and I really have no idea why, because I was a good student and I scored pretty well and I was well behaved, but she always kicked me out of her class. So I do remember significantly that this teacher didn't like me, and I wondered why, and I would always seek her approval and never got it. And I believe today, as the adult me, whose inner child of the exam anxiety has healed to a very great extent, I can see that she was my master, that she was my inspiration, that she has now, over time, become the reason for me to develop a field of expertise in. So much so that I decided to complete my master's in counseling psychology so that I can pick up doing a PhD in psychology and bring in the focus of anxiety in my PhD. So my biggest enemy, or my biggest critique, somebody who hated me back then, became my biggest inspiration in my current life. It's amazing how when you heal from a trauma, that the significance of the person who inflicted the trauma on you changes. That they become your best teachers. That they become your masters, your gurus. They become your inspiration. However, this is not true for everyone. And if you have not healed from a trauma, and if that trauma is causing you anxiety, I want to tell you that I am here for you. You have heard my story. I have been very vulnerable with you today. And I want to assure you that it is safe for you to be vulnerable with me. You are not alone. There is help that is available for you. There is a lot of information and a lot of resources that are available now for healing trauma, for healing anxiety, or at least managing it to a level where you can operate in your day-to-day life. This is possible, and I truly believe that if I can heal from it, so can you. So my prayer, my request, my invitation today is to you, whoever you are listening to me today in this podcast. There is never a coincidence that you would come across a podcast and you came this far, to be precise, 15 and a half minutes far in listening to this podcast, listening to my story. Because if you didn't connect with it, you wouldn't have completed this podcast. So come join hands with me. My mission in the year 2023 is going to be making this world a much calmer place, a less anxious space. I wouldn't say anxiety free, because that's really not possible. But I know that I can help you calm it down quite a few notches, and the result of it is going to amaze you. So come join hands with me. I'm looking forward to connecting with you. If you have a story to share, go ahead and share with me. I will share my personal email ID and my phone number in this podcast description for you to connect with me. Know that my unconditional support is always going to be available for you. This is Sharmi Devan signing off in today's podcast. Have a wonderful weekend, you guys. Lots of love and angel blessings.